guess so, but just to get people in town thinking about the idea of having an outdoor venue and what could happen there.
Renewed interest in an outdoor performance venue in Skagway, and Representative Thomas files for 2 House seats. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more coming up. Absentee in-person voting began Monday for Skagway and Haines municipal elections. The opportunity is for people who expect to be absent on voting day, which is Tuesday, October 4th. Absentee in-person voting is available at your borough office and requires voter registration. Early voting for those who will be gone on voting day is open Monday through the day before the election. Another option is absentee voting by mail. For that option, voters need to fill out a form available on borough websites or at administration offices. The last day to request a ballot to be mailed is September 26th. On this year's ballot in Haines, voters will elect a mayor and 3 assembly members. They'll also decide on 2 recall questions for assembly positions and 2 school board seats. Skagway voters will also elect a mayor, fill 2 assembly seats, and 2 school board seats. The final day for people to file a letter of intent to run as a write-in candidate is 5 p.m. September 30th. Candidate interviews will be part of local radio newscasts leading up to voting day. Check your local newspaper for additional coverage. In addition, the Haines Chamber of Commerce is hosting a candidate forum on Friday, September 23rd at noon at the Haines Library. And the local television channel will air interviews with the non-incumbents running for Haines office now through the election. KHNS and the Chilkat Valley News will host a public candidate forum on Monday evening, September 26th. The forum will have all candidates for Haines mayor and assembly, including incumbents. Questions will come from local reporters, and the public will also have an opportunity to ask questions. The forum, which takes place at the Chilkat Center for the Arts lobby next Monday night, will air on KHNS at future times to be announced. The public invite candidate forum is Monday, September 26th at 6 p.m. at the Chilkat Center for the Arts lobby. Haines Republican Bill Thomas is the first candidate to file for Sitka's new House seat. The district also includes more than a dozen smaller Southeast communities like Pelican, Cake, Angoon, and Port Alexander. Coastal Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Bill Thomas has put his paperwork in for the 2012 primary election. He's spent the past 7 years representing House District 5, which includes about 30 small Southeast Alaska cities and villages from Metlakatla to Cordova. Redistricting combines Sitka, which is now part of District 2, with much of Thomas's current district. The new district number is 34. He says he knows it will be a difficult race since Sitka will be the largest community in the district.
It's going to be a challenge, but it's nothing any different than going to 30-some communities and seeking election or re-election. So at least I get to make one stop instead of additional 5 or 6.
Sitka is currently represented by Wrangell Republican Peggy Wilson. Her hometown is in a new district that includes Ketchikan. If she runs for re-election, she could face Ketchikan Republican Kyle Johansson. He faces a recall effort organized by members of his own party. Thomas is a commercial fisherman, former lobbyist, and a board member of the Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation. He says he thinks he'll do well in Sitka.
I expect to get a challenge, so I have to work a little harder. But I believe with my background, leadership skills, and leadership position that I have, being a Vietnam veteran with the Coast Guard base there, fishermen, which is a huge community there, and there's a good population of Alaska Natives there also.
Thomas is co-chairman of the House Finance Committee. That puts him in charge of assembling the state's operating budget and gives him influence on the capital projects budget. He says he'll be running on his record.
I think we're achieving a lot in the district as far as meeting the needs of rebuilding and infrastructure we have and trying to meet the other goals of the different parts of the communities. I don't set an agenda. They tell me what they want, and I believe that I'm in a position to continue to help the district, and whether it's my old one or the new one.
Thomas filed paperwork for his old district as well as his new one. That's because the redistricting plan faces challenges in court. He's the first person to file for a Southeast House or Senate seat. The election is in 2012, with an August primary and a November general election. Other candidates have until next June to file. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.
Sk- Skagway Public Radio listeners are still tuning in to a not-so-clear radio signal at 102.3. KHNS Radio Management says in the recent transfer of equipment, the public radio station found that more hardware is in disrepair than originally thought. General Manager Kay Clements says a specialized engineer has arrived and will be in Skagway this week to determine the nature of the problem. She adds if equipment is in need of replacement, the station will order new parts and have them in place as soon as possible. In the meantime, Skagway listeners can tune in to 102.3 as an alternative. Skagway Borough announced another tax holiday for this winter. This year's tax break will run from October 1st, 2011 through March 31st, 2012. During that time, all retail sales are exempt from borough sales tax for any customer, local or not. In 2001, then City Council adopted an ordinance giving the group the ability to declare a sales tax holiday between October and March of the fiscal year. Since then, the holiday has run in various versions every year except 2006. This year's sales tax holiday in Skagway goes into effect October 1st. The Skagway Arts Council is getting serious about making an outdoor performance venue happen. The council, which brings art, education, and music opportunities to Skagway, held their annual membership meeting over the weekend. Dawn Adams is the current president of the council. She was among about one-sixth of the membership at this year's meeting.
Sunday, we had our annual membership meeting. It's an opportunity that we have once a year to bring as many members as we can into a room and to talk about what's happened over the previous year and what kind of events we had. And sometimes we open it to a broad set of topics.
This year, the group focused in on one goal in particular, the concept of an outdoor performance center for music and other events.
Partly the idea comes from just us thinking about different venues in town that the Arts Council has access to show musicians or plays or other types of performances. And we're limited in where we can do things.
Right now, many of the performance locations are churches, the school, and park service or borough buildings, all indoor locations.
You just can't count on the weather. And so we keep thinking about an outdoor venue where we at least the musicians would be covered, and then we could use canopies or tents on the nights or evenings, afternoons that we need to cover the audience too. From rain or what have you.
Any outdoor performance now is either weather dependent or uses a trailer with a shelter on top of it to protect performers. The Arts Council isn't the only group interested in a permanent structure. The borough has been working with them on the idea since spring.
And the mayor was interested and the assembly members were interested. And so the mayor formed a committee with a couple members from the Arts Council and some members from the assembly and some citizens to start exploring ways and start planning for an outdoor venue.
But the group has only met a few times since then. Adam says the weekend's meeting helped return momentum to the plan.
Well, that's the hope. That's the hope. And just to get people in town thinking about the idea of having an outdoor venue and what could happen there, and also how we can incorporate, you know, the city will try to come up with money for a basic structure, but the Arts Council will need to come up with other funds for the stage, the lighting, the sound equipment, and if we're going to incorporate any, you know, actual art into the structure or the area around the building.
The location that's being considered is Seven Pastures Ballfields area. Some people at Sunday's meeting wanted to know how a permanent venue might affect the activities that already go on at the fields.
There are some that are concerned that putting another facility or building in Seven Pastures is going to take away from the other recreational opportunities that have been there. But I think this is going to just occupy a fairly small space, and the area that they're looking at is close to the ball fields and the soccer field and the existing bathrooms. So it's not like it's going to break into too much of the forested area where a lot of people throw frisbees and walk dogs.
The group plans to meet again after the summer season closes to come up with cost estimates and a more detailed plan to bring to the assembly. Their annual annual meeting, the Skagway Arts Council also elected new board members, Carrie Rain and Chris Maggio, who is a former board member. The group will select new officers in October. The group has about 60 members. Council President Don Adams says the group plans to continue bringing crafts classes to keep Skagwegians active through the winter.
We felt like we had a very successful winter last year with the art workshops, the arts and crafts workshops that a lot of locals taught. So we're going to try and do those again, some of the same workshops, and maybe expand to some different types of crafts and art.
The most immediate performance brought to the Upper Lynn Canal to start the new season is Chris Proctor, the steel string guitarist who's been compared to Leo Kottke and Michael Hedges and called a solo guitar orchestra. Proctor is a composer of his own music on the 6 and 12 string guitar, arrangements that mix folk, jazz, pop, classical, and ethnic influences. He's also a U.S. National Fingerstyle Guitar Champion and a world-class performer. Proctor is at the Haynes Chilcott Center for the Arts Tuesday, September 20th at 7 p.m. Tickets are at the door or bookshop. Then he's in Skagway for a free workshop in the band room at the Skagway School from 1 to 2 p.m. Wednesday. Space is limited. Contact Dottie at 983-2248 to reserve a spot. He plays in Skagway on Wednesday night, September 21st at the Skagway School for $15 for adults, $13 for members, $5 for students and seniors, and $3 for students and senior members. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News.